All right, afternoon. We have to roll, so go ahead. You know what? Well, Max is a football junkie. It's what he is. He's a very smart kid as it relates to football, very hard worker. He's worked very hard ever since he's been here. And so there was an opportunity to move him up. And so we rewarded his efforts by moving him up.
What's he gotten better at since when you first had him?
Oh, he's gotten better at quite a few things, and particularly, you know, understanding our scheme and to the point where he could play multiple positions in the scheme, you know. So we feel good about him being active, being on the 53.
Was it a case of waiting for him to show you enough that he was really ready, or did a specific need surface this
job? No, you know what? He has shown quite a bit all throughout camp. But, you know, sometimes timing is everything, and it just worked out that this time was his time.
If he's active on Sunday, do you think more of his role would be in special teams, or is he going to get snaps then as well? You know,
I think he could fill in wherever you need him.
Your impressions of J.D. and Kush today in terms of how they were moving these sorts of things?
Well, they were moving better, definitely, and so we'll have to see where they are after tomorrow and the next day, and then we'll make a decision.
Biggest concerns on Hoyer?
That they've been successful. They've been winning games. You know, he's operating that offense very nicely for them. You know, the thing with them is they play well as a team. You know, they know what they want to do, and they're going to do what they do. And they've seen it and done it versus several different schemes and everything, and they've been successful with it. So I don't see why they would change anything. You know, he can deliver the ball down the field. He reads coverages. He knows where his outlets are. So he's been pretty efficient.
Romeo, some thoughts on Jadeveon?
Well, I mean, if he's able to get on the field, then I think that we'll have a better idea about where he is and what kind of contribution that he'll make. You know, still, he's a rookie, hasn't had any playing time virtually, you know, so it's all kind of new when you get out there. And so we'll just have to see. Hopefully he can get out there and make an impact, but you really don't know.
Some thoughts on his development on the practice field?
Well, he's coming on, but he's still, that's another area that he hasn't been on the practice field as much as he needs to be, you know? And so that's why the question mark still hangs over his head.
Browns run the ball about 33 times a game, and they're considered to have one of the better offensive lines. Do you feel like you guys, as far as your front seven, stack up pretty well against them?
Well, I hope so. You know, it's one of those things that everybody has to be clicking. Everybody has to be in the right spot, gap control, making sure that you don't let the ball outside. And then if you do all of that, then you still have to tackle, you know, and we have to be good tacklers. And so everybody has to play a part. The secondary, they have to support when the run comes their way. They have to stay deep when the pass occurs, you know. So that discipline of playing the game, everybody has to do it, and we have to be at our best.
Does it help that Ryan Pickett's played pretty well for you and Alex Mack's replacement hasn't exactly been, you know, filled in and not missed a beat?
Well, yes, it helps that Ryan has fit into the system. I think he understands the system better and how to operate within the system. And he's gotten, you know, more effective on the inside of being able to beat the one-on-one blocks and make a tackle. So if he continues to progress, then the defense should get better as far as the running game goes.
Romeo, your observations, you've been looking since the 1st of September, looking at Ryan Mallett from the defensive perspective. As a defensive coach?
Well, he's got a strong arm. You know, I think he knows what to do with the football. We'll find out.
Thanks, coach.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.